All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Hello, and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown Show, a HoopBall presentation. This episode is brought to you by Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee Company. Get some delicious coffee, taste the Kona difference, head over to HawaiianIsles.com or Amazon. My name is Adrian Benjamins, and thank you for joining me on this Monday evening. We've got a short slate of games, so this could be a pretty quick show. And I want to apologize for not having a show last night on Sunday. Ran into some technical difficulties that I got worked out. So I'm ready to roll. So let's not waste any time. Let's jump right into tonight's games. Let's start with the Charlotte Hornets versus the Atlanta Hawks. This was interesting because we got a double overtime game here. Two not so great teams, you know, two teams who are not playoff bound, who are lottery bound. So let's take a look here. The Hawks getting the victory in double overtime, 143-138. Let's take a look at the Charlotte side. And you know, usually I like to start with a big performance of the night, but I'm gonna start with a guy who, after turning things around not too long ago, is starting to hit drop into the decline. That's Miles Bridges. I really thought he was turning things around, but he seems to be struggling lately. Only 4 points, a block, 4 assists, 4 rebounds. Only shot 2 of 10. He took 5 threes, didn't hit any of them. So a disappointing game here for Miles Bridges against a not so great defense as well. I thought this could get him back on track. I don't know what's going on with him. Hopefully he bounces back soon. I got a lot of shares of Miles Bridges, unfortunately. One of my big misses for sure this season. Let's switch over to a guy who had a great game tonight. Terry Rozier, scary Terry, with 40 points, a steal, 3 assists, 4 boards. He was 8 of 13 from downtown, 15 of 26 from the field, 2 of 3 from the line. He was just great. Devontae Graham was pretty good too. The shooting is going to be an issue all season long, but 27 points, 4 steals, 10 assists, 4 rebounds, 4 threes. Again, he shot 9 of 26, so the shooting wasn't great from the field. He was a perfect 5 of 5 from the line. Cody Zeller got the start, but only had 10 points, 7 boards, 2 assists in 23 minutes. And it was Bismack Biyombo off the bench who actually got more minutes here. 34 minutes for Biyombo. He put up 10 points, 2 blocks, 2 assists, and 6 boards. Another interesting thing about the Charlotte Hornets team is the Martin brothers. And both of them getting over 35 minutes in this one. Again, a double overtime game, so that might be a little misleading. But I struggle with which Martin could be the better pickup in deeper leagues. Tonight it was Caleb Martin with the 23-point game. He had 2 blocks, 3 steals, 4 assists. I mean, he really contributed across the board. 5 threes, shot 8 of 10. But it's so weird because on most nights, it's Cody Martin that usually plays better. So I don't know. In standard leagues, I'm probably not either. I'm just going to probably stay away from the situation. But in deeper leagues, I don't know, man. Before tonight, I would have said go Cody Martin, but Caleb Martin totally blew up here in this one. And, I mean, 5 defensive stats. So, I don't know. Maybe keep an eye on this situation with the Martins and see. Also interesting, I believe Dwayne Bacon got called up from the G League, so maybe he finds a way into this rotation that can make things even cloudier. So I don't know. Keep an eye on the situation. PJ Washington not doing much, only 2 points in 16 minutes. Let's see, Graham, I mentioned Bridges. I think that's about it. Monk done for the season. Batum, we don't need to worry about him, or we don't need to pay any attention to him, and Monk's done for the season. Okay, let's jump over on the Atlanta Hawks side, and a guy who has been balling lately, John Collins, 28 points, 2 blocks, 11 boards, shot 12 of 13 from the field. A little rough from the free throw line, was 4 of 8 there, but man, shot really great from the field and just has been playing really well lately. Another guy too who turned it around, he's had a couple of rough games by his standards. Trey Young went off tonight, 31 points with 16 assists, 4 boards, 6 threes, shot 11 of 25 from the field, 3 of 4 from the line. DeAndre Hunter double-doubled, 13 points, 11 boards, 2 assists. He hit 3 threes on just 3 of 5 shooting from the field. He was 4 of 5 from the line. Dwayne Dedmon, man, I mistakenly dropped this guy in a bunch of spots. I would go look to pick him up if you need some big men help. There's some buzz that Capella, there's a chance he comes back. There's also a chance we don't see him again. So if you're desperate for a big man, Dwayne Dedmon is going to get all the opportunity, all the minutes he can handle with Capella out. And Dedmon had 14 points, 3 blocks, 2 assists, 9 boards, 2 threes, shot 6 of 13. I mean, this is pretty much all you can ask for if you are playing Dedmon and he had a line like tonight. You're pretty... you're pretty stoked if you picked up Dedmon and you played him tonight. Reddish, he's been, you know, at the beginning of the season, midpoint of the season, I did not think Reddish had a chance to be relevant this year, at least. And man, he has been playing pretty well, especially scoring the ball, 22 points. Also added 7 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal, 3 threes on 8 of 14 shooting from the field. He was 3 of 4 from the line. He's likely been gobbled up in every league. Let's see, who else did I miss? Again, no Capella, and really nobody else off the bench that I trust other than Reddish. Think that's about it. Okay, let's jump over to game 2. Let's take a look at the Milwaukee Bucks at the Denver Nuggets. The Bucks losing, you know, tough loss to the Lakers on Friday, and then a loss here tonight against Denver. Denver Nuggets winning 109-95. But interesting thing about this game is that Bucks decided to rest Bledsoe, Middleton, Giannis, DiVincenzo didn't play in this game. George Hill didn't play. Brook Lopez didn't play. So, you know, when the starters all get rested here like this game, it's tough to really take too much as far as the stat lines go, because all these guys that started Robin Lopez, Brown, Connaughton, you know, we're not going to see them get this kind of minutes most nights. So, man, I don't even want to spend too much time going over them, because we know regularly it's the starters that do all the heavy lifting. Brook Lopez, Eric Bledsoe, Chris Middleton, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and even Dante DiVincenzo is, I think, a solid guy, even a standard league guy off the bench. He's been playing pretty well. So, you know, not too much to take. I guess I'll just note Brown had 16 points in 36 minutes. He looked good. Korver had 23 points and 5 threes in 24 minutes. But again, I can't even think of a guy here that I would want to roster in a standard league off of, you know, who played here. So I don't know. Yeah, nobody. So anyways, I'm not going to take too much time looking at Milwaukee. Let's jump over to Denver, though. And, you know, it's the usual suspects here in Denver. Jamal Murray with 21 points, a steal, a block, 6 assists, 5 boards, 3 threes on 9 of 17 shooting. Will Barton had 13 points and a full line, 2 blocks, 4 steals, 2 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 threes, 5 of 11 from the field. You know, they had 6 players in double figure scoring, likely, you know, without the starters going for Milwaukee, an easy time here for Denver, at home too. So this game, you know, this game, not too much trouble here for Denver. Let's see, who else do I want to know? You know, one thing that did caught my eye, I dropped Jeremy Grant a week ago, and he had a nice game here. Even though he came off the bench, Millsap started, Grant still saw more minutes, 29. He had 19 points, a steal, a block, 3 assists, 6 boards, 3 threes on 6 of 13 shooting. We've seen Millsap miss games, miss stretches of games this season with injury. I think Grant could be worth rostering in like 12 team or deeper leagues. So keep an eye on Jeremy Grant. Other than that, you know, Jokic, you know, not needed really in this one. So he only had 10 points, 7 assists, 9 boards, 1 steal. Gary Harris with 15 points, 2 steals, 2 assists, 4 boards. I think I mentioned Will Barton already. Off the bench, tough to trust anyone off the bench. I didn't already mention Jeremy Grant, who I'm looking at. But other than that, man, you know, the Nuggets, they're so deep. They have so many mouths to feed on this team. It's tough to trust the bench guys when they have so many different guys in the starting unit that can go off on any given night. Like, I wouldn't be surprised in the next game if Will Barton is the leading scorer or Gary Harris, or, you know, we've seen Millsap have big games. Millsap had 20 and 10 here in this one in just 21 minutes. So this is what I'm talking about, is that, you know, how would you trust a guy like Morris or Plumlee, or, you know, a lot of guys love the potential of Michael Porter, and I do too, but, you know, with just them being so, there's just so many mouths to feed on this team. They've got so much talent. They're so deep for fantasy. It's a situation to kind of stay away from. So again, no one really off the bench to talk about. It's the starters that you want to look at here. And decent night tonight for the Denver Nuggets for most of their starters. They all played pretty well here. Okay, guys, let's jump to the final game of the evening, the Toronto Raptors at the Utah Jazz. This is a great game, but two good teams. Utah, usually pretty tough at home, and the Raptors getting the victory 101-92. Toronto, what a surprise they have been, man. I think, you know, I thought they'd still make the playoffs, but I didn't think they would be this good after losing Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green. And man, they've been outstanding. So let's take a look at the Toronto side first. Let's start with Pascal Siakam, 27 points, 8 assists, 11 boards. Didn't have any defensive stats, which is a little disappointing, but 2 threes, 9 of 18 shooting, perfect 7-7 from the line. Let's go over to Serge Ibaka, who had a double-double, 27 points, 13 boards, 5 threes, shot 9 of 17 from the field, 4 of 4 from the line. OG Anunoby did not have it going, was only 3 of 6 from the field in 33 minutes, had 7 points, and also OG also left this game. Oh, actually, he got ejected in this one in the fourth, so not a big deal there, hopefully. The most disappointing line of the night for Toronto's got to be Norman Powell, who only played 2 minutes. And you guys who play in roto leagues like me, I play a lot of roto leagues. When you have a game cap limit in each spot and a guy plays 2 minutes and basically does nothing, and he literally did nothing. In fact, he did worse than nothing because he shot 0 of 1 and gave you literally a goose egg, and that counts as a game. That is so painful, you guys. But yeah, Norman Powell left this one, ankle injury. He just got back from an injury, so a little concerning here if you have Norman Powell. And he was playing really well in the last few games, so he was really on. So very disappointing, especially right before playoff time, or maybe you're in the middle of your playoffs, which is even worse. I think, man, if you're in the middle of your playoffs, like literally this week you're in your playoffs, I would probably move on from Norman Powell and just pick up whoever's hot off of the wire. Let's see. Kyle Lowry doing his thing, 21 points, 3 steals, 7 assists, 5 boards, 4 threes on 7 of 18 shooting from the field. He was 3 of 5 from the line. Off the bench, man, I don't trust anyone off the bench. Little bit similar situation as the Nuggets, where, you know, it's the starters doing all the heavy lifting, so tough to trust anyone here off the bench. And, you know, this Toronto Raptors team, they're missing Fred VanVleet, they're missing Marc Gasol, so they're missing two key guys there in the rotation. And even with those guys out, I can't advocate picking up Hollis Jefferson or Chris Boucher. Pat McCaw played 43 minutes. He scored 2 points in 43 minutes. So, you know, we're not picking him up. Terrence Davis, who we've seen have really nice stretches of play, but how could you trust him on a night-to-night basis? So, again, it's just the starting guys, Lowry, Siakam, Ibaka. I think Anobi's fine, especially with Powell going out. And I'm hanging on to Fred VanVleet in a bunch of leagues. I really miss him, man. I hope he comes back soon because my team could really use him. Let's take a look at what went down on the Utah side of this game. Utah, interesting too. Rudy Gobert got ejected as well in the fourth quarter of this game. So Gobert, in 32 minutes, he only shot 1 of 4 for 6 points, and only 4 boards. So in 32 minutes, man, Gobert not really scoring or hitting the boards in this one. That's kind of unusual. Joe Ingles turned it up in this one, and I know a lot of people probably already dropped Joe Ingles. I wouldn't even look to pick him up because I don't know. I think this is kind of an outlier. 20 points for Ingles, 2 steals, 6 assists, 5 boards, 4 threes. He shot 8 of 12. Mike Conley's been playing really well lately after his very rough first half of the season. He had 13 points, 7 assists, 6 boards, 1 steal, 3 threes on 4 of 12 shooting from the field. He was 2-2 from the line. Donovan Mitchell, man, he was not shooting well at all. 4 of 16 from the field for 11 points, 3 steals, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 threes. I was the biggest supporter of Donovan Mitchell last season. He burned me. I used an early pick on him. I left a bad taste in my mouth, so I kind of avoided him this year. And I'll be honest with you, I don't regret avoiding him this year until he shows me he can be like a early round guy, like a top 20 type guy. I'm not going to look at him or draft him early like that. But I do think eventually one day, I think he does have that potential to be a guy that we draft in like the top 20 each season, but I don't think it's happening this year. I mentioned Rudy Gobert already. Bogdanovich, who played well in the last one, only had 5 points here in this one. So it was Ingles who picked up the scoring load. Clarkson's usually good for points off the bench. He only had 9 points in this one. So not too much else to talk about here. Royce O'Neal got the start, 15 points, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 assists, 7 boards, 2 threes. I actually picked up Royce O'Neal in like a 14 team league, and I have him like at the end of my roster, and I'm okay with it. I think he's a decent late round guy in deeper leagues. In standard leagues, the worst player on your roster might be better than Royce O'Neal in standard leagues. But in deeper leagues, guys, I think Royce O'Neal could be worth an add. Well, all right, you guys. I'm sorry this show is so short, but we only had a few games to talk about. And I want to thank you guys for listening and supporting the show. Hit me up on Twitter. My name is Adrian Benjamins, or I'm at Adrian Benjamins. Love hearing from you guys. And thanks again. And I'll be back on Sunday for more Box Score Breakdown. Thank you guys so much.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.